Next heading is Bogrites. Bogrites is just one of several male monarch slaves who have been used to infiltrate...
Keep in mind, I didn't write this. And I know that you're going to slip every now and then, but he'll tell you when I make a comment.
One of several male monarch slaves who have been used to infiltrate the opposition to the New World Order. The newer slaves that I am seeing have got various kinds of alien programming so that they believe aliens are communicating to them in their heads. The various alien programs appear to be part of a vast scheme to create a strong belief in aliens and to create a mock alien invasion to provide justification for a strong one-world government. Hatton says, moreover, these aliens will be represented as lizard, serpent-like beings. God's hosts never appear as such. Never. Cover-up. Because the public has suffered so many atrocities from monarch slaves who have gone berserk or who have carried out horrendous assignments, the CIA launched a secret cover-up project called Operation Armageddon to convince people that the monarch slaves are demonic possessed people who are merely the result of an influx of evil supernatural forces in the end times. Although Christians realize that Satan is working overtime in these last days, the world is not undergoing an influx of new demonic forces so much as it is simply coming under the stronger domination of evil forces. The CIA has also targeted psychologists who are trying to advance therapies to help monarch victims. So far, American psychologists are losing about 95% of the monarch victims who come to them for help. Only a few of the over 1 million people programmed have ever been successfully deprogrammed. That is not to say that efforts are not underway to rectify that, but the solution is hard enough to apply even without the interference of the Illuminati and the government intelligence agencies which work for them. One of the most interesting items for me to observe is how professional and smooth the secrecy that covers the monarch programming has been. Very little over the years has been done to arouse suspicions. Monarch slaves carry out their assignments and are accessed right under the noses of ordinary people. Even when ordinary people observe monarch slaves, they are incapable of accessing what they are seeing because people interpret events from their own frame of reference. Heading is Owners. People in the Illuminati, even some of the neophytes at the lowest levels, are allowed the privilege of owning a monarch slave. The various smaller occult groups have learned the basics of monarch programming and are now carrying out their own programming. One of these is the Ku Klux Klan, which is covered in a previous article in this newsletter.
Now, there's an interesting thing. Ku Klux Klan. That is one of those southern bigot-oriented organizations, right? It was started by the ADL.
An owner of a slave will ordinarily carry a stun gun up to 200,000 volts direct current to erase the memory of a slave, and they will also carry a black or gray spiral book with all their own slaves' access codes, triggers, cryptic keys, and programs. All this will fit into a briefcase. A working knowledge of hypnosis is helpful to understand how to deal with a slave in certain circumstances. Because the slave is under the most powerful combinations of mind control and is so divided against his or her own self, it is almost impossible to have many problems with a slave if the handler does what he is supposed to do. However, some handlers get drunk or loan the slave to inexperienced people, etc., and problems do develop. Of course, the slaves always end up taking the blame for everything that goes wrong. In other words, a briefcase with a programming book and stun gun are basically all that is needed to control a monarch slave for the rest of his or her life. Some of these stun guns are only a few inches long and look like boxes. Heading, Sexual Slave Altars. Kittens and cat altars are frequently the sexual altars. Sexual altars and sexual slave models are frequently called betas. The Illuminati found out how to create women with insatiable sexual appetites. This is done via torture and rape early in the child's life. After the initial personality splits using rape and electroshock, the father figure, called daddy by many monarch slaves, carries out repeated sex, incest, to develop the sexual desire. Experts in sex will often give finishing lessons to the slaves so that the sexual altars can perform incredible sexual feats with which normal prostitutes are not likely to be able to begin to compare. Marilyn Monroe was a monarch sex slave. It is public knowledge that she was sexually abused as an orphan, but it has been skillfully kept from the public that she was a presidential model monarch slave. President Kennedy found her more entertaining than Jackie, which is no surprise. Profile of monarch victims.
I want you to also know that there's some errors in this.
Monarch victims have structure MPD. Their MPD may be detected through a whole range of clues. It is not within the scope of this paper to give all the many clues and indications of MPD, but the following might be tip-offs. A, the person changes tastes and behavior and is self-contradictory in what they say they like. B, the person believes that aliens are talking inside their heads. C, the person is not able to comfortably watch certain films, such as The Wizard of Oz or Alice in Wonderland, or some other particular non-horror movie. The list of clues could go on for long ways on how to detect structured MPD. Older ones may have tattoos with a monarch butterfly. This applies to CIA and government models especially. Since the 1970s, most monarch victims have no longer been tattooed, but wear butterfly barrettes. Berets, I think that's said. Large butterfly earrings, pins, necklaces, bracelets, or embroidered insignias. Illuminati monarch slaves often do not have any tattoos because their bodies have to be blemish-free to be qualified for the higher ranks within the Illuminati. Victims will have scars of various kinds on their bodies, including multiple electric prod scars or the resultant moles on their bodies. The type of scarring that these victims have is a long subject just in itself. When the victim gets memory, most if not all victims have participated in weird sex and pornography. Monarch victims suffer all kinds of problems, including confusion, fears, headaches, program-induced medical problems, hurting feet, dizziness, seeing black and white spots, etc., etc. Men who are active in the programming will often have multiple marriages and will most often then marry a woman of striking appearance and who is much younger, but with little show of emotional attachment. Who does that remind you of? Summary. This is a very brief look at monarch programming. This mind control is a very serious threat to survival of civilization as we know it. There are many more sophisticated mind control techniques, such as using microwaves hooked to a computer and brainstem implants, and still other methods. But the monarch type of trauma-based mind control programming is likely to be around for a long time. Today, this programming can be carried out in a house or other small facility, making it a highly possible cottage industry of the 21st century. Following this article, I'll have a question and answer section on commonly asked questions on the monarch programming, and then that will be followed up with an article about a specific monarch slave being used as a spy against us. Directly following this is a list of material Mark Phillips, a deprogrammer, and Kathy O'Brien, a deprogrammed ex-slave, have written on the Monarch Project. On and on, Commander?
On and on.
We got a lot of tape. Commonly asked questions about the Monarch Mind Control Program. Are many of the random killings, assassinations, and murders actually caused by monarch-programmed people? Yes. Mind control slaves are often the culprits to these seemingly random events. The reason I can give that answer is that I know to some degree what the insiders are planning. But when a person is very familiar with how monarch mind control slaves act, one can also pick tiny clues that would tend to support my yes answer. When I listen or read about current murders, there are frequently clues that would often point that direction. An example of a case which a brother recently brought to my attention is Mark Chapman, who killed John Lennon. The book, quote, Who Killed John Lennon, by Fenton Bresler, shows that Mark was put under some type of CIA mind control. On pages 174 and 221 of the book, one gets some glimpses of Mark's fascination for the Wizard of Oz. The lyrics of the Beatles songs, also used for monarch programming, were also important to him. Friend, remember how Charles Manson, also a monarch program victim, liked the lyrics of the Beatles music in his own weird way. Bresler writes about Mark Chapman on page 220 and 21, quote, Mark did a strange thing. He set up on a bureau in his room a display of his most treasured possessions. They were designed to show the police the real Mark when, as he anticipated, they later entered the room after he had accomplished the murder. There was a movie still from The Wizard of Oz showing the young Judy Garland as Dorothy wiping away the cowardly lion's tears with To Dorothy written on it in Mark's own handwriting. Basically, all the monarch-controlled slaves I have worked with have set up displays with memorabilia knickknacks of items associated with the type of programming they have had. Question, how many Christians know about this? Rebecca Brown, in her last book, talks about someone who has escaped from the temple of Set, S-E-T. Her description of the person indicates that the person was a monarch slave. Whether Rebecca Brown knows about the monarch program, she has at least tried to work with one of its victims. Bob Larson, on a recent show, had a monarch person call in. This monarch victim had different alters speak to Bob on a couple of different days. How much Bob Larson knows is hard to pinpoint, but he was saying various things on the show that indicated to me that he knew some of the treatment processes that psychologists are offering to victims of MPD. Bill Schoenbielen, who has a Christian ministry and who had written several informative books on the occult, and who was not from a generational satanic family, but who was allowed to reach the neophyte level of the Illuminati, is familiar with the monarch program. I will be sharing more with him about it in the future. Christians who are in ministry where they deal with Satanism are going to encounter monarch victims, whether they realize what they're working with or not. Christian psychologists who have bumped into the monarch program's victims are under professional standards not to talk about their clients, and they by and large have only spoken to their peers about what's going on. My guess is that there are only around 100 Christian psychologists nationwide who specialize in dissociative disorders such as structure MPD. In summary, although there are some very knowledgeable people who know about the Monarch program, knowledge of it has not reached people in general. Percentage-wise, perhaps one Christian in 1,000 knows about the program. When one considers how dangerous this Monarch project is, and yet how it is still a secret, then one realizes that our work is cut out to inform the public while there is still a chance.
Let me.
You did.
As I think. As you go along. I'm being fed. See, I get these big question marks. Most of you have the answers to those questions. But when they flow at me, and I realize that some of you thinking the same thing, well, just how is it that it works? What do you have at a place like Waco that could precipitate something like this? You don't necessarily have to have anything at a place like Waco. You only had to have a position and people present at a place like Ruby Ridge in Idaho. But let's turn around and see what happened from the other side. How could any citizen from a family, possibly married with children, shoot a mother holding her baby between the eyes and report it in court with no remorse, just, you know, basically, I'm a damn good shot? There's your programming. And if you keep up, if you are not out in outer space somewhere, you don't have to get the truth in the news to get the clues. And if you have any resource giving you the truth, if you keep up with it, you're going to know the answers. Who were three of the killed agents at Waco?
Clinton's
bodyguards. What does that tell you? You don't even have to have everybody in the teams of the ATF completely brainwashed. All you need are the leaders. And how better to get rid of the ones who may ultimately tell on you? Send them in there to a suicide mission. And you will find that there are witnesses who watched Deegan in Idaho be shot by one of his own compatriots. They want to get rid of him. So when ones think, I'm going to protect my ass, man, I'm going to join them. Forget it. You are the first expended. And they will not come get you out of Vietnam prison camp. They will make sure that you are arrested and put away for the rest of your natural life if there is anything you can spill on them. You are in a time of horror. The future is here. These are not things that are going to happen out there someday, somewhere to somebody else. They are here now. And whether you realize it or not, they're happening to you. And what is your counter? Only one. I'm sorry, people. There's only one. I don't want to sound like some goody two-shoes. You are going to get your connection with God, or you had. I don't mean any church house. You are not going to go cross-legged somewhere and learn to ascend. They will ascend you fast enough. It's called a bomb. Stop it. Reason while you have reason. Your relationship with God allows you to know the difference. You cannot hypnotize someone truly against their will, but you can brainwash them into control. You cannot get someone to commit anything in hypnosis that they're incapable of doing. If it goes against the very will of the being, they will not do it. They will wake up and say, up yours. And you better learn that. You better learn that. You are living in a world of mass hypnosis. You are just in a stupor. Subliminal. The beat of music. Marty can tell me. Tell them. Yes. You can get it until you are mesmerized by it. And if you do this long enough and this little voice in your head says, go kill Joe Blow. God, I'm God, I'm God, I'm telling you, I look like a lizard. Ooh, ooh, go kill, go kill. And you think a child will not pick up the nearest thing and eventually go kill if he has no counterbalance. And then the ones who think of the program throw up their hands and say, well, we'll take the guns away. Oh my, you're in it. You're there. And just your knowing, when you know this is taking place, you just shake your head and say, not me, brother. It's your only protection. Your only protection. Go on, please.
Now, these are Hathon's comments. Be careful, readers. Many more Christians are monarch programmed than you who even know about it have any idea. And the teachers who preach to the congregations are the worst of the lot. I make no comment on the present writer in this instance. However, this is exactly how they work. Question. Isn't MPD really demonic possession?
Remember now, this is multiple personality disorder. We should write that through the writing more frequently. Everything is given a bunch of numbers, like spin. What does that mean? Well, you see, this is also very typical of the training programs. And they'll make the initials. It's just like Constitutional Law Center, T-E-R, versus Constitutional Law Center, T-R-E. Who's going to think about it? These are the clever manipulators. The ADL, what does that mean? After dinner language? It could. This is the after dinner language club. It is to confuse you. And pretty soon you won't think about it at all. You just put it aside. Your turn.
Thank you. No, MPD has been clinically proven. Anyone can look up in the DSM-3 or DSM-4, which is the standard work for mental health professions, and you will see that MPD has been scientifically identified and recognized.
Someone in the medical community, what does it mean? I haven't the vaguest idea. Seriously. Neither does anyone in here.
Anyone who really gets to know what they are working with, that is, if they really get into working with monarch victims for a long period of time, then he or she will realize that the MPD is for real and that it is not demonic possession. That doesn't mean demons are not attached, because demons are certainly attached to monarch slaves. Illuminati monarch slaves likely had moonchild ceremonies done for them when they were yet a fetus in order to demonize the fetus. More on Bo Greitz, a monarch slave being used as a spy by the New World Order. After my last article in my January 94 newsletter exposing Bo Greitz as a monarch slave, I got wind through the Patriot grapevine that Bo Greitz was planning to come to Portland and make a big production in confronting me. Supposedly, by confronting me unexpectedly, he could make me look bad. Afterwards, I got further news that he decided not to come, but simply to confront me with a phone call. Hatton's comment. Yes, Dharma has had the same good old offers. You will note, however, that Colonel Greitz avoids me at all costs. That is one way you can know for sure that he knows exactly who I am. End of quote. That has not happened, so I imagine his handler and the CIA are trying to make sure they have his program protected before he confronts someone like me. Depending on what the situation is, I might feel obliged to try to shake up his programming. Hatton says, it's easy, friend. I already have.
We all witnessed it. Well, not all of us. Most of us right here.
Anyway, I would like to go easy on Bo because he is only following orders and his front alters do not know what he is all about. Further, I do not suggest readers of this newsletter confront Bo with too much because, like many monarch slaves, the exposure may lead to his death. Still, it's hard to feel too sorry knowing that the names of patriots Bo has gathered in is going to cause the suffering of a lot of people. Hatton's comment is, it is also hard to let something like Wolfgang go unrewarded. Bo Greitz lives in Nevada. He has an airport and an airplane in his yard at Sandy Valley, Nevada. He flies all over the country. Bo got a temple recommend from the local Mormon bishop, even though he doesn't ever attend church there. That is unusual and smacks of CIA pull. Although Bo and his wife Claudia have joined the Mormon church on orders from his handler, Bo Greitz went to Pastor Pete Peter's church in Colorado and was also baptized into Pete's Christian church. This double-mindedness may simply be the result of Bo having multiple personality disorder, or it may be due to instruction given to some elders by his handler. Bo never told Pete that he was a temple recommend Mormon when Pete was baptizing him. When Bo speaks to seedliners, he is supportive of the seedline doctrine, which believes Eve's sin was copulation with Satan, thereby producing a race of unredeemable half-demon Jews.
America West. That is a mouthful, isn't it? That is anti-Semitic under any terms. Please, everybody. That is unthinkable.
America West and its tabloid, Phoenix Liberator, were supportive of Bo's presidential campaign. It is known by some of us that the CIA is promoting space religion, so this whole area needs investigation. Just what went on between America West, Bo Greitz, and the CIA? Hatton's comment says, yes, indeed, and a lot of the ones who no longer associate with any of those people would certainly like to know, because America West, George Green, and wife have stolen outright around $500,000 or more dollars directly from the ones he lied to, thieved from, and pretended to work with. But I can tell you what happened. He could not bear the presence of Christ energy in his presence. So he ran away from California to Nevada as rapidly as his big Chrysler would take him when it was going to get tight for him. Who are his handlers and how about his wife? Well, he gets a bit confused in his stories, and even if just telling a story his facts will not match twice out of 10 times, the light of truth will always back off the bastard adversarial workers. Did George know? Well, he certainly did when he skived the gold and now argues into infinity that he somehow bought it from himself, was given it as a secret gift, bought it from the Eckers, and on ad infinitum. The cases in legal ongoings also seem to go on into infinity as he accumulates ones who work the system without morals or integrity. He made his own bargains with the evil adversary. He also made his own dealings while selling out everybody who passed this way, and bargains with those who would share his program, including Bo Greitz.
I've got to do this one. I have to do this one. You have one of the most precious little friends that ever walked, living in Florida. Her name is Sherry Yacht. Ruth. She's come out here from George. She would entertain George and Desiree. She had at first invested part of her money in Larry Patterson's, you know, criminal politics, into offshore pound sterling. It was okay. When she tried just to get some of her money, George's still here, so you can't, you know, he can't say, oh, well, Ecker did it. They didn't come up with the money. She tried to trade it in. It took an incredible amount of effort just for her to get past him. This man has a big, humongous operation, and yet he had his wife calling Sherry. Then they got her brother into it. She came out here to try to sort out some of the things. She had put some money into the Institute. Once again, she didn't know the Eckers. But the program is solid. Gold is going to go. The powers that be are sitting on 1,000,004 tons of gold to put you back on the standard. They owe that much out on valid United States gold certificates. They have calculated. When they change the currency and put you on a gold standard, the whole world will go on this standard. And right now, from Costa Rica, where George is headed today, the word came back from an attorney through court. What about an attorney in Beverly Hills, in Southern California somewhere, works with court, setting up some corporations, a very legitimate business. He says to his attorney counterpart in Costa Rica, whom he works with, "What do you hear about new currency, etc., and July?" And the guy says, "You got to be kidding. We've known for months we're supposed to go on the new currency in early July. So it's just you. How does CNN hide it all from you?" Well, the more we dink in it, the harder it is for them to get it out the way they want it to you. So they've got to keep Ron Jackson, for one thing, into jail. But he now understands that he cannot do what he thought he was going to do when he got out. And that's blow the whole thing out. You'll go into anarchy, your economy will collapse, and you're in trouble. Go with the flow till it's settled. They stole all your gold and sent it out. Now, why do I say this? How do I, on authority, whose authority do I make such statements? Because I know about the gold. Part of it's mine. And why are we using part of the gold that's mine? So you ones can have part of the commission so that we can get our work done. Everybody hear me in this room. I make very few agreements. I make no compromises. And all I ask of these bastards was to honor their agreement. And they have tried every way in the world not to. But not the ones at the top. It's all these little buggers running around here going to get their share. This takes a long time to get sorted out. A long time. Very difficult. But now the ones on the committee, with exception of one or two, have decided it's better to play with God on God's terms. Because God never asks for much. I just want what was made in the agreement. And I want my people left alone. Gold is going to go zoom. Now, why do you deny it? Because somebody in Little Tehachapi, a nothing place, they would go forth and say, "Well, that Commander Hatton, you know, says, beam me up your money." Bullshit. What in the hell would I do with it? Sink my own ship. I can make it. Gold, I mean. And you may not ever know. Maybe I did. But I'll tell you, the minute that it was made and put there, someone snatched it up and said, mine. I don't care, have it. I said George Green can have all $350,000 in gold, but you make him eat it and then you take him swimming. That is Your gold. Not Eckers. Dave Overton gave the Institute that gold to balance part. I even said to Leon, son, why don't you ask George to give you your money out of the gold he said he kept so he could do that? Everybody programmed? Thank God, no. Gold is sent by the committee. The Federal Reserve in communicating with them. I don't care what it is today. They are going to set it, first of all, at $1,200 an ounce. Now, that is a good damn profit from $400. They don't expect it to hold at 12. They hope to be able to freeze it at 2,000. That's a better profit, isn't it? They know they're going to have to push it to $5,000 an ounce to make it. But they've got it. And they can make the price anything they want to set the foundation for your money. That's a good investment. Now, let me tell you the story. Sherry Yount has some money in mutual funds. The market is unstable. They plan to crash it. She called her broker. She knows him by name. Terry. Now you all do. And she said, Terry, I want to cash in my mutual funds, please. I want to purchase gold. Oh, Sherry, you mustn't do that. I guess not. So she called in the evening and she said, EJ, I really just would like to cash in and purchase some gold because I believe that it's true. She's a close friend of Eustace Mullins. Everybody in the market says, man, gold is going to go. It's no space commander. They may sink it out at the bottom. That's when to dive in there, man. What's the matter with you? Right now is the time to buy it.
Vanguard is the name of the one of the mutual funds that has a very large union funds that are going to be picking it up. I'm letting everybody know now who's told me.
Very good. Well, this isn't it, you see. She just wanted some of her funds. She really wanted to cash it all out. She would have been happy to leave some of it. But it doesn't end there. She feels that putting it into gold and holding it there is a good investment. It certainly will not deteriorate. She started back down there the next day to insist that they honor her. Now, she is in her early 80s going on 40. She is beautiful, number one. Number two, she is sharp. That person had called her brother, who called a nephew, and they together confronted her and said, you do this, Sherry, we will have you by evening up for incompetency and we will take away your rights, just exactly like John Sreffer. That's where you've reached humanity. Her money, her little pleasure of managing herself. They were afraid she was going to put it with that space commander. God help you. Go on and read about Bogratz.